Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Monday, y'all. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, feeling great on a Monday. And by a Monday, I mean it's still Sunday for me. I never went to bed last night. I just took a nap on the couch because I had to drive all night and then get on a plane to get here in time. But that's how much it means to me to do this show live for you guys. I will sleep when I go home later. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you to everybody sitting here at the table, because I got some real funny people to share with you guys. To my left directly from Durag and the Deer Tag, it's our good friend Rob Cruz.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, dude?
I'm fucking hyped to be here.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes.
We have a nice, fun day across the table from me. From the Dark Holes podcast, it's Chaterina.
Hi, hello. Which one's this, me?
Yeah.
There you go.
How you doing, dog?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
It's going to be a fucking fun day,
bro. Yeah, dude, I'm pumped.
Yeah, man, I think you're going to dig the show.
Sick.
We're doing the same kind of shit, just a little silly.
Well, I like silly. Silly's my bag, dude.
Yeah, I always go, rap was like 70 offensive, 30 silly.
Yeah.
I'm switching it up.
Yeah, 70 silly. Dude, yeah, we're not going
to
say the N-word as much. That's fun, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially considering.
Yes.
we'll be careful.
Yeah.
And across the table from me, new friends from the Two Girls, One Blunt podcast. It's our new friends, Jamie Lee Simmons and Emily Wade.
Hello.
What's up? Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much for being here. How long are you guys in the city?
We're here till Wednesday.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I really appreciate it. And let's promote your show right away. Let's do plugs up top. Tell us about the podcast. Tell us about you guys. If you have any dates you want to plug, go nuts.
Oh, well, we started the podcast because we met on Facebook Marketplace during the pandemic. And then we became roommates, got really high for like 6 months straight. And then we're like, dude, we should start a podcast.
And that's Two Girls, One Blunt. Yeah, we just bring on comics, like sometimes porn stars, our friends, and we ask them crazy, you know, questions and stories. Chase, but I guess multiple times. Probably our highest episode. One of our highest episodes.
Yeah, dude. So, we had good times.
Yeah, we got crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's fun. But you can find it at Two Girls, One Blunt Pod.
Very cool. Do you guys have any live dates you want to plug?
No. We're working on stuff for the summer right now.
No sweat whatsoever. Please check out Two Girls, One Blunt Pod. Che, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Yeah, check out the podcast Dark Holes, guys. You can find me on Twitch at Che and Cam. And then for tour dates, I'm going to be in Atlanta this upcoming weekend. Then I'm going to be in Texas. We have Houston and Dallas. Then I am going to be at Skankfest. And what's the other fucking one? I'm taking all of June off, and then July you can catch me at the Montreal, like Just for Laughs. I'm going to be there for a whole week hosting the Nasty Show, and I got my own gala and stuff there. It's going to be great.
Grand. Hell yeah, Rob.
Just check out Durag and the Deer Tag podcast. It's me, Naeem Ali, and Drew Montana, just three whiz kids from Philly doing our thing. And then we're going to be in Austin possibly in July. We're locking that in right now. And then we're going to be in LA in September. The dates are fleeting, but just check out my Instagram at The Attention Horse.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me live, you go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. And also, shit, man, I just signed with JCW through August. So if you like wrestling, I'll be doing commentary, and I am going out on the road. I will be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, opening for Insane Clown Posse. Also, Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we're in Cheswick, Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, and Liverpool, New York, which is not a town I knew was a real thing. Come hang out. It's been a lot of fun. I've been really enjoying being out on the road with the Insane Clown Posse. And let's get the show going. Did you guys see Shaq pooped his pants on the air?
Who's Jesse Shaq?
Did you guys see?
I did not.
No.
Yes,
I did.
Shaq shit his pants.
Did he actually shit his pants, though? Or was he just running to the bathroom when he was about to?
Shaq had an emergency.
Oh, I did see this.
He might have pooped his pants. How did this slip by me? I love poop.
Yeah, he got that.
I slipped by him.
Yeah, true.
It was slipping out of him.
If there's two things I love, it's Shaq.
And shitting. Yeah, dude. Those are high on the
list. We're in the right spot.
Yeah. This is the spot, so let's check out the video.
About Kawhi is, you know, what I... You all right, big fella? Oh, yeah, no. Catch it a crack.
Pause.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
He's like, I wore the wrong suit today.
Yeah.
You can't wear Easter colors when you got a bad stomach.
No, yeah, that's it's coming right through.
Steve Harvey rule number one.
Yeah.
Is you that
dress
his book?
You dress based on how your tummy feels that day.
Is that oh see
no.
that's oh it's like did Steve like, Harvey say that?
Rule. Yeah.
No, Steve Harvey's rule is something that you buy
The three suits.
Yeah, the three suits.
Yeah, and you mix and match them. Yeah,
yeah. 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 Through that, you got 72 suits to wear.
Yeah.
What Shaq do that, I got a shit shimmy.
Yeah, we on TV.
I love that.
By the way, that is faster than Shaq moved on the court the last few years.
100%, dude. Dude, and Shaq shitting himself, that's got to be like... I don't know. It's like an elephant or like an antelope, like some large mammal shitting themselves, you know? Like, that's not something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, a Shaq, like, little spurt of shit is probably like, bro, like 0.75 my full shit.
Oh, yeah. No, so, that's like another dude coming out.
Yeah.
He's having a baby.
No, for sure. It's probably like deer, too, where it like instinctually knows how to walk when it comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he can stick and move?
Yeah, you think he's
walking and shitting at the same time?
Could be, yeah, dude.
I feel like he would have done the butt grab if that was the case.
Yeah.
You always got to grab the hole when you know you're shitting.
He's, but he maybe didn't want to give it away.
Scoop it back in.
We forget that these guys, like, how old is Shaq? He's what, like 55 or something like that?
Yeah,
he's got to be up there.
He's up there. You're starting to get the age. And these guys also live rough. Like the Shannon Sharp thing, he's fucking a 19-year-old OnlyFans girl. That means you're going out, you're partying, you're drinking, you're living like 20-year-old dude life as 55-year-old man. Shaq's single, he DJs. You're gonna shit yourself. That's good. That's your shit. You can't. Your body can't handle.
I'm damn waiting for that drop, dude.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I think Shaq said once that he never drinks in public.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He said he will only drink in the privacy of his home with friends.
Yeah.
That I don't think he's ever... It's something with his mom. Like, she asked him not to.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's
smart.
I don't think there's any footage of him ever...
I have to stop drinking in public.
Yeah. Being under the influence of alcohol.
Well, then he might have had, like, a crazy night with the friends. And also, it's like, he can't drink. Maybe he's doing a couple key bumps or something, you know? Mm. It's like, you can't live that lifestyle, even if you got the money, and expect not to shit yourself. A price needs to be paid. You can't fuck 19-year-old OnlyFans girls and then make millions of dollars and then think you're going to get off scot-free.
We've got the quote. Shannon, you can read it. Shannon, be Shaq. Shaqin.
I do drink.
That's racist. Piece of shit, Shannon.
But not in public because I can't do nothing to jeopardize my mother's empire. So I'm not going to sit there and say, don't drink. Me and my father used to drink after all the championship games. So if I'm at the house, I'll drink. But I'm not going to drink at a restaurant and jump in a car and then.
I think that makes sense. And also, like.
That's when he got hit by a car.
He probably doesn't want to be out drinking and, you know, the classic. You get in a fight.
Yeah.
Somebody's fucking with you at a bar.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh. He's too big to not be noticed at the bar. Yeah.
I would love to get in a fight with Shaq. I think I could take him.
Yeah.
I have the advantage of speed on me. If he throws a punch, I'll just go right under it and take his back. I could fuck him up.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm calling out Shaq right now.
I think Shaq would destroy you like some sort
he
of
can
like.
He destroy
over.
Me anytime. I'm willing.
Like he wouldn't even like beat you. He would like grab your arms and like rip them out of the sockets.
He draws
like,
the quarters. Yeah.
I think he would hurt you before I think he would be trying to be nice.
It's like
I'm sorry to the white lady.
It's like Lenny and Mice of Men. He's like petting me really aggressively.
I'm sorry, I just liked your red hair, and he's just got a handful of scalp.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If you guys get in a street fight, do you like fight fair? Because I'm too old to like fight with honor. Like I'm biting penis, I'm like poking eyes. I don't care if I look cool when I fight. Like I'm trying to live.
I feel like I'm past the age of street fights. Like when was the last time you got in a street fight?
The
last week. Yeah.
Not since I was a kid, but if I get like attacked or something by like some crazy dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I feel like I haven't been attacked by a crazy either. You got a lot of crazies creeping up on you?
In Philly, you never know.
True.
Yeah.
You gotta be ready.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm going right for balls.
Yeah, that's smart.
I do the Blue Mountain State thing where I'm just like, I'll jerk you off. Or like if a girl's trying to fight me, I'll be like, I'm going to touch your pussy right now. And they're like, what the fuck? I don't even want to fight you anymore. Yeah.
What if they're into it, though, and they just keep going? They're like, all right, take the clothes off.
Then we're not fighting and I'm eating puss. I don't know.
Yeah, that, hey, tonight took a fun direction. That was tonight.
We become best friends after.
Shaq's baby mama was the girl from Flavor of Love, wasn't she?
Oops. I don't know. Was it?
She was tiny.
Yeah? I don't have data on that. I got no data on that.
I'm pretty sure for a while, and I want to say he's got kids with the...
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Flavor of Love?
No.
Here and there.
All right. I'm dating myself, I guess, with my my love of bad VH1 celebrity. So I do have to go to my other old person, Shannon.
Yeah. So it was... I'm trying to find a picture. It was Hoops. Hoops is who he dated, and I do have a picture. 1 second.
Hoops. Shaq Hoops
is
Hoops.
Tiny.
There you go.
It kind of makes sense that her name was Hoops. Oh, I've seen her.
Damn, Shaq looks good.
I didn't realize she was on Flavor of Love.
She won, I think.
She won Flavor of Love?
Well, she came very close.
And then Shaq stole the love from Flavor Flav. Yeah. How menacing.
I think Flavor Flav was married for part of Flavor of Love.
Wait, was this like a dating show where Flavor Flav was trying to find love?
No. You don't know Flavor of Love?
No.
How old are you guys?
26.
31.
Okay, you should know.
Yeah, but I was abused as a kid, so I wasn't watching TV.
Fair. Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was. It went 2 seasons.
Was he wearing the clock the whole time?
Yeah, and a Viking helmet.
Yeah.
No, he went classy. He went, you know what? It's time to class up my image.
He had a pocket watch.
Yeah. The crack smoking black guy in a Viking hat, you know, that's passe.
Did he smoke crack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I think when didn't he get arrested for it?
I don't know.
I think he got arrested for it when he was a public enemy.
Really?
But yeah, so there was the Surreal Life, which was all like. C-level celebrities in a house.
Yeah.
And then that had a ton of spinoffs, including, well, there was Bret Michaels, Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, and then people from those shows all got shows. So there was Daisy of Love, there was Megan Wants a Millionaire, there was I Love Money, there was I Love New York, who was one of the finalists from Flavor of Love.
Okay.
And then there was... Shannon, what was the one where does New York needs a job?
There's a New York Goes to Work, New York Goes to Hollywood, I Love Money, Real Chance of Love. Oh, because Chance, he also got
Chance.
Yeah.
So
and these shows are truly evergreen.
Yeah.
You can
go back and watch them. They hold up, dude. I went back and watched fucking, what was it called? Are You the One? Are You the One season, ooh. I think it's 4 and 6 are both on Netflix, which are the ones where you're like, all these people have borderline personality disorder. Like, every single person is mentally ill, and then they starve them and feed them alcohol. And they go, turn on the cameras, dude. And they just rip, dude. And that's a fucking rocks.
Are You the One is kind of like the plot of The Matrix, actually. Have you seen Could Have Been Love?
No, it's not.
Drewski Show? Oh, you would love it.
That was so good.
Yeah, it's a like a VH1 style, like...
Okay.
Yeah, like Flavor of Love type show.
Okay, yeah, I'm 100%.
Who was it, Bambi, that one?
I think so. I just started watching it, but I really respect that he's into studs.
Oh, yeah, that he brings
the studs on.
I'm also
into studs, so I can relate.
Okay. Yeah.
In one of the first episodes, either the first, second season of Flavor of Love, he's in a mansion, they have all the girls lined up, and one of the girls... shits on the floor.
Oh, really? No.
She pulls a Shaq.
She shacks.
She shacks.
That's no, a new shard.
She fully lifts her dress up.
Like a lady.
And drops a log on the floor.
Why?
Nice.
I think because they were waiting so long.
Yeah.
And I think they're hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, she shit on the floor.
Yeah, did I get, was it, that was Flavor of Love where the girl shit
you
on the floor.
She shit the on bush. The
She shit on the stairs, I think.
Yeah, that was. I have a long clip here.
I thought you were talking about Drewski's show.
This clip might
fuck.
Be a little long, but I don't. I'll play it for you instead of skimming through it.
Yeah.
Oh, that crown was $2. After we do the toast, I was like, "What is that?
The smell in my crib, yo." Pause. There's no way that's his
house. This is the end of my life.
No, that can't be his house. That's
no, this is like a clown house.
Yeah. Very Pee Wee Herman house.
I'm going to leave y'all for a little bit.
Then I seen this girl in the back. She kind of went out no. of frame for a minute. But then she came back. But thanks for coming.
No.
She came back. She had this look on her face like...
That's my hey, welcome.
You're lying.
And blessings, all right? Have a good time, y'all.
Why would you just be like, I got to go to the back?
Is she the one who just walked off?
Something takes off upstairs.
Oh, my God. That's a nasty.
Elimination is over. I just want to sigh.
Yeah, the elimination is done.
Take this deep breath and what is that smell?
My God!
It is. And as I'm going up the steps, I look down and I was like, no.
Hey, watch your step.
I like
there is someone. Oh, yeah,
I think
I was like, wait a minute, I know we don't have no dogs in here, but they're f***ing on my stairs. Hey, yo, I'm like, where did this come from?
Something pooped on the floor.
Something
pooped
on herself.
Oh my God. It was me.
She's
her name's Tiger.
That's a great name.
Where is she at?
Well, how am I supposed to get upstairs?
Oh, my goodness.
Pause.
That's Public Enemy number two.
Who's number one?
that is the height of reality television to me.
That's amazing.
No,
you know how low the bar, but the bar is so low that if someone shits in the opening episode.
Opening episode?
That's the first or second episode.
I think that was like what they're doing on YouTube now with like Drewski's show and like Pop the Balloon and stuff. Yeah. That's like they're bringing this back. Mm. What we need again is fucking like old school American Idol where it's like half like actually I don't even think you need the half of people singing good. We need like everyone is like almost retarded and they're on a microphone. That's
so Kill
like,
Tony for
right,
singers.
Kill Tony for singers. Yes.
Yeah, we need Kill Tony, but for singers.
Dude. The Bret Michaels one, when you rewatch, I did a good rewatch recently, and every other episode, his excuse for letting her go is like, you know, she just makes me really horny.
Yeah. That's how I want a man to talk
he
about.
He just
me.
Lays it out, baby.
Did you see his sex tape?
Yeah, it was. That was Pam Anderson, too, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe it was. I like that he had a respectable American penis.
He was the second.
Respectable American.
I think.
Yeah, every leaked sex tape, everyone has like huge dicks, and that pisses me off. I hate that shit.
I love that.
Well, you got to go into a deeper dive.
Yeah.
So there, of course, the Tommy Lee tape, which is, that really ruins you as a man.
Yeah.
He drives a boat with it.
He drives a boat with his cock?
He drives a boat with it.
Wait, that's impressive.
I haven't seen that.
If he can drive a boat. He can do a lot of other
things. Yeah, dude. It's dexterous, his cock. It's not just big. It can tie a knot and shit. Like, oh, my God.
His dick is the iceberg.
You should see what he can do with his balls.
His dick is silly. It's
Tommy
so
Lee's
big.
Dick?
Yeah, Tommy Lee's dick is fucking bonkers.
Pull it up.
No, please,
yeah, actually, yeah. Let's see the cock.
But then I think she had made the sex tape with Bret Michaels earlier, but then that got leaked.
Right.
Or did they leak it themselves?
I'm sure. Well,
Tommy Lee's got leaked on purpose, right?
This is the Bret Michaels one. I'm not sure that it's real, but it seems like it.
Oh, my God.
Is that Pam?
Yeah.
Her
I remember.
Great.
She's hot.
I remember downloading this on Kazaa.
Kazaa. Holy
is
shit.
Is that like a LimeWire?
Yeah, it's pre-LimeWire.
Oh, her tits are fantastic.
Yeah. And that's early tit jobs,
you can
too.
Show this?
Yeah, we're on Guest Digital.
Network.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that guy?
That's Bret Michaels, the singer from Poison.
Okay.
Star of Rock of Love.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. We don't need to,
just
watch
the boat.
Oh, no, that's Tommy Lee.
So then Tommy Lee was... So what had happened was there was people doing work on their house.
Yeah.
And they went into, I guess, a safe. It was full of guns and their honeymoon tape.
Yeah.
That somebody stole. They made a TV movie about a TV series about it.
Okay.
TV movie.
And somebody stole it. They went to a porn producer, who made a ton, and they were selling it like in parking lots and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I forgot. That's when you had to have sex tapes on, like, a VHS.
Yeah.
Now well, then just... everybody made... So then they, I think, were the first celebrity site to set up, like, a... It was, you know, like $30 mail-in order the tape.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was like Netflix, but for porn.
Yeah. Yes. So you got a tape in the mail, and then people were copying it. They got sued. And basically, so many people had seen it that they said to Pam Anderson and Tommy, like, listen, you can't put this genie back in the bottle, but you can have an official release so we can sue people for selling it.
And get copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I think that's the real story of most celebrity sex tapes.
It's
some,
sketchy.
I think, are obvious, like Kim Kardashian.
Ray J, that was a plot.
That was Kris Jenner fucking taking care of mom business.
Stage mom.
Good for her.
The most to me, and I might get in trouble with this because now she's been around comedy and she's been commenting on photos and she seems like a fine lady. Farrah Abraham, the most intentional leaked sex tape I've ever seen.
I didn't know she had one.
Yes.
Farrah Abraham. Mm. I don't know Farrah Abraham.
Yeah,
she was on Teen Mom.
Gotcha.
She's on all the, like, a bunch of comedy stuff now.
Yeah,
she did, like, Roast Battle. And
yeah, she shows up in everything now. Her sex tape is with the porn star James Dean.
Oh, my favorite guy. Yeah. Besides the rape.
That's my favorite part of it.
And it's like a full anal scene. It's shot. And the thing that bothers me the whole time is the clock is flashing in the corner. It's like 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure she scheduled that. Like, oh, I need to film a sex tape today.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, James Dean's coming over to fuck me on film.
Yeah, so that's very planted. Yeah. Who has anal at 3 p.m.? I feel like that's a nighttime activity.
I guess that is a nighttime activity.
Yeah, a professional. Yeah.
I mean, morning sounds maybe.
Better. No, I'm a morning shitter.
I'm a morning shitter.
No, I mean after.
After the morning shit.
Yeah. That might be when you're cleanest.
When you're most fasted. Yeah,
morning shit shower.
Yeah, I get like the turkey baster in there a couple times.
Yes, clean it out.
Yeah.
I could see that for you.
Yeah, for me?
Yeah.
No, he'll take it without the turkey baster. Yeah.
Are you an anal guy?
No, I'm not a big anal guy. Butt stuff is the one. I'll do butt stuff, and I've done butt stuff.
Right.
But it's not like, I'm not like coveting the asshole, you
me
know?
Me too. It's where the poop lives.
Yeah, it's where the poop lives. Exactly. So I'm like, whatever, if you want it, throw a butt plug in there or something. I'll do it if you need it. But
are you guys anal guys?
No. I ass eating, sure. A finger I don't like. I don't like anything in there.
Right.
But I've also pegged a guy, so
that's
I don't know
nice.
What I can say.
Yeah.
Do you feel powerful?
Yeah, he cheated on me, and then I wouldn't answer him. And so I get a text one day, and it was like, Jamie, please talk to me. I'll let you peg me. And I was like, be at my house at 7. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I went to my first sex store. I was like, I want a strap-on. I want every size dildo, whatever. And he showed up, and he tried talking to me, and I was like, nope, we're doing this first.
Nice.
But then it was so intimate, and I could tell he was nervous. So I was like, all right, we're going to have this beautiful experience together. And then I never talked to him again.
Nice.
Was he on his back or on all fours?
He did all of it.
We did all of it.
Like every position. It was crazy because I was doing missionary and I was like, is this how men feel? This is awesome. I love this.
I don't know if she did this on stage or she was something she was talking about on a podcast. It made me laugh so much. Sam J was talking about how her chick got a BBL.
Yeah.
And she tried to fuck her with a strap on for the first time after. And it wasn't hitting from the right angle anymore, and she needed a bigger strap on.
Yeah.
And she said it was the first time she ever felt like a dude, like, oh, wow, I'm inadequate.
I don't have enough dick for this ass. Yeah.
All this ass.
Yeah.
That was my ex's biggest fear. That's why he didn't want to fuck girls with big asses. He was like, I don't have enough dick for them.
Yeah, you just find other positions.
Trust me, you make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should get in like, there.
Well, I have a small ass, so maybe that's why he dated me.
He's perfect.
I enjoy a large behinded gal. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do. You love, what's that chick's name?
Gracie Bond,
yeah.
Can we pull her up so I can get a visual?
I mean, yeah, she's ridiculous. She's cartoonish looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can bring her up for a second, but like my Mrs. Amico has quite the rear end on her. And I will
so
say,
respectful.
Yeah, that's
whoa.
Somebody ate too many Krabby Patties.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. It does look like when Squidward ate all the Krabby Patties.
First it goes to your
insane.
Thighs, then
and
you
that,
explode.
Is that real?
Then you explode. Oh, yeah. She's like an advocate. She has sex tapes now.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to the fans who sent me those.
Oh, yeah. You got to be like dread to get in there.
Yeah. So I have a patented position for girls with big butts.
Patented?
Okay.
No one else can use this? Holy shit.
I think I invented it.
It's on the fucking
Hello Sharks.
I think
I invented
it. You start fucking in this position and someone fucking knocks on your head. You've been served.
Guinness.
Sir, it's the USPTO. Open up.
So it's the girls on her side with, so let's just say for the sake of conversation, right side down.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. You can do either way.
Okay. Left leg up.
Sure.
You can do it goofy.
Left leg up.
Yep.
You're sitting on the right leg, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Holding the knee, and you almost create a pressure point.
Yeah, I see what you're coming.
Yeah, you have to spread. That spreads the ass cheek.
That spreads it.
It gives you room to enter.
And it also gives you one hand on the ass, one hand on the tits.
Nice.
Or
the classic reach around.
Yeah, or you can take from the front, right?
Yeah, you're coming from that. Or you can take the right hand, go shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh.
Leverage.
Shoulder, neck, hair.
Zach, I really hate to say this. I know it's patented, but I did this 2 weeks ago.
That's fine.
You're getting served, dude.
I've been doing that since 16.
Hey, you're welcome. I've been spreading the news.
I'm going to call him up. You got this from Zach Amico.
Like, dude, we all got it from Zach Amico, dude.
After sex, I'm like, I have to thank someone real quick. Yeah.
That's all I want. That's my only payment is that the girl has to call me and say thank you after.
Expect a FaceTime later.
Thank you.
So nice.
All right. So we watched the video last week. That was two twins from Australia giving an interview to the police after there was a shooting and a robbery. And they spoke in unison the entire time.
Ooh. What?
Oh, yes,
and
I
we were
it.
Going, what kind of weird bit horror movie shit is
Do
this?
They fucking
can I say?
Unison?
Can I say something? Was it AI? Was it AI?
No, they went and found them and interviewed them.
Oh, okay.
So we've got more footage of them now. And listen, I don't think I believe these bitches for a second.
Oh. Yeah.
I think they realize they get a lot of attention when they do everything in unison.
Right.
Umpteen years ago. And went, we got to stick with this bit.
Forever.
Or else everyone's going to. Because you can watch them looking at each other's mouths.
Yeah, they're like listening and they'll say the word right after. It's like a split second, you know?
It's like when a couple's like, we finish each other's sentences. Hey guys, I know I'm not the picture of health, but that doesn't mean I don't want my fans to be as healthy as possible. So if you want the taste of a milkshake without the extra pounds of a milkshake, you need to try out Huel. Huel is a complete meal in a bottle that tastes just like a milkshake, but it's good for you. It has 35 grams of protein and 27 vitamins and minerals to keep you going all day long. Everybody here at Gas has been trying it, and they absolutely love it. They say it tastes just like a milkshake that you would go get at an ice cream shop. There's chocolate and vanilla, and you can join the community of Hooligans with this exclusive offer for new customers. You get 15% off plus a free gift when you use my exclusive code ZOO, Z-O-O, at Huel, H-U-E-L.com. That's 15% off plus a free gift with code ZOO at Huel.com. You can see our show notes for terms and conditions. Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel. Nutritionally complete meals in minutes so you can focus on what really matters. So yeah, we got more footage of them.
Oh, I don't like them.
We try to talk separately, but we're not ourselves.
Clearly,
they look evil.
Speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yeah, that's right.
How did this happen?
Well, it just happens, and we don't know why. But we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us, and it's very hard. And yeah, and we don't care about the critics. We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Do not switch off the TV.
Guys,
do not.
The one's definitely in charge.
Yeah.
The one on the left?
Yeah, the one on our left is definitely the one in charge.
The one on the right, it looks like she's lagging. The video's lagging. It's not synced up.
The one on the left before they go on the air is like, "Dan, you fuck this up now."
They have a teleprompter.
This is all chance to be big stars.
Oh, God.
I get a little bit of like Children of the Corn vibe from
this. Should be in a horror movie after this.
But like not, I don't get evil. I get like one can see how you're going to die. The other one tells you like when you're going to die. Like Like,
yeah, ambivalent.
Sage, yeah, sagey. Like we got some.
What was that movie? It was like from like the 2000s where there was like this, these twins laying in like a bath and they could predict the future. And it was like a future movie where they could tell when crime was about to happen.
Oh, Minority Report.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it gives me.
Yeah.
I agree. They're not evil. They're chaotically neutral.
Yeah. Chaotic neutral, big time. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine dating them.
They have to be the same guy, right?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, double blowy, though. Sick.
You have two of them after being like, thank you, in unison. Yeah.
No, but it's either that or when you try and get head, they're like, no, we don't do that.
Yeah. All together.
Makes these schools stink. Oh, I can't see me sister with a cock in her mouth.
So you're calling bullshit.
That's when like, you try and fuck her in the ass, the other one goes, no.
I want to be clear on that. But how does it feel? Paula, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you only to answer it, Paula.
They look like they're holding back an orgasm.
I'll try and answer as best as I can.
Okay, I can see Bridget trying to speak.
I also think it didn't feel right.
It's how do you know what is going on that means that when one of you speaks, the other one just instinctively has the same thing to say? What's going on?
Oh, guess what? I wish I could answer that question. It just happens. We have tried to talk separately.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, yeah. That's scripted.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing like that improv exercise for sure, like you were saying.
I feel like we could all do that.
Yeah,
all right, let's try it.
All right, I want to see you two do it. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today. What was your morning like?
It was fantastic. we woke up.
Sucked dick. No, we didn't.
Jamie's like, I'm in charge now. I'm the leader.
What are you guys' favorite racial slurs?
Oh,
I got plenty.
So many.
No, you're supposed to, I want you to do unison.
I only do it when the people I'm saying the slurs about are in the room with me. So there's a lot of weights here. Minus Che.
I'll give you an N-word pass because it's on camera.
But only one. You guys have to split it.
Yeah, you guys got to split it. Who's taking the front? Who's taking the back?
My favorite slur has to be net.
You each get half the word, I think.
Rachel slurs are my safe word.
You know, more and more, I've been hearing white girls that I have been with Black and Spanish dudes who want to do racial play in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
popping off lately.
Mm. My ex wanted to do racial play with me. He came to me after 4 years of us dating and he was like, Emily, I'm really into the idea of racial play. And he wanted me to like hit him and call him the N-word and tell him I wanted him to put his big black baby inside my white pussy.
That last part's great. The last part.
He's on to something.
The last part is awesome. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you're going to have a Shannon Sharp situation. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Everything but the N-word.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you did one for a couple of years.
But yeah, I don't know. Like it kind of feels like you didn't feel fully safe though if you didn't say it.
He
you
called me mistress. He said yes'm during sex. Which was disgusting. I didn't like that one bit. I did like hitting him though, and that's just because he cheated.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was like 50 lashes for every girl you talk to.
All I'm hearing is that cheating leads to great sex.
True.
It really does.
I'm trying to piece together the psychological thing of like wanting to be degraded, be like a slave, but then also cheat. Like there's like, I'm like, what position are you in? What kind of guy was this?
I don't even know. He's a streamer now.
A streamer?
Yeah. He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's making money. He's doing great. Okay. Hopefully he has another white girl calling him the N-word.
Yeah. I mean, he clearly
has. Oh, he's got an entire chat room of people probably. Talk about a degradation. Start streaming.
That's true. Yeah, just get on the internet for
a little
bit.
Why do you think I started comedy? I have a degradation kink.
Yeah. We had a friend, and she's black, and she was dating a white guy, and he wanted to do it. Like, he wanted her to be the slave. And she was like, what the fuck? And then they never talked again. But I can't, that's like a weird, that's ballsy to ask.
You can't go the other way. You can't.
It has to be the minority asking.
Yeah.
They have to open it up. Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, if you're dating a girl in a wheelchair, you can't be like, I want to do cripple play. She has to be like, I want to do cripple play.
Well, I mean, you don't really have a choice at that point.
Yeah, she is.
It just
crippled.
Is cripple play. Yeah.
And we're going to hell.
I don't know if it works with the guy being right. It has to be the girl's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be her idea, like she wants it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's uncomfy.
Sure. Would I mind a dominatrix maybe doing a little Elsa She-Wolf of the SS?
What's Elsa She-Wolf of the SS?
Oh, so there's a whole genre of exploitation movies that were like Nazi exploitation.
Yeah.
And they made SS S&M porn.
Oh, stop.
And there's some are porn, some are like softcore, but Ilsa's She-Wolf of the SS, she's supposed to be like, you know, the meanest guard.
Yeah.
They got the Gestapo.
And she's got like the leather, the boots.
And she's like,
was there like an Anne Frank?
Jews?
What? Yeah. No. I think it's like she beats up dudes.
Okay. I think that's always like, I remember when we were, when I was really young and just coming up with the idea of like what porn could be, nurses and nuns were really big. But that kind of like people aren't experiencing nuns as much as before, so it's like there's not that weird forbidden thing to sexualize. Now it's your stepmom or something like that. Yeah, it's like we need to define the new forbidden thing to sexualize.
It just gets worse and worse and darker and deeper.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Nazi is pretty bad.
That's Nazi's pretty bad.
Good. Yeah,
as a Jew, I would kind of like that.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah,
I see that. Yeah.
Get out.
Wait, so what's next in porn? What's the next level? Is it going to be like AI shit?
It could be robots. Yeah, fucking the robot could be it. Yeah. I don't know.
I knew a girl that did customs as a robot.
What's like
interesting?
Like she had AI videos made of her doing stuff?
No, she would act like a robot.
Please fuck my pussy.
So she did like a lot of like customs for dudes and she would make sex tapes where the guy would have a remote control. And rewind or fast forward, and she would act like all goofy and shit.
How did she get into that? How did she know
somebody
that there's a market?
Somebody hired her for it.
You get the weird custom requests, and you're like, okay.
It's always some autistic dude, and it starts with, you know what I think would be really funny? And they always say it like it's something they're going to laugh at.
Yeah,
like,
just a goof, obviously.
Yeah. Like it's just a joke, like, but meanwhile, it's like their whole life.
Yeah, this just popped into my head, crazy. What if you were a robot and I jerked off to it a bunch? That's crazy.
Wouldn't that be silly?
Yeah. That's the best way to intro it.
Yeah, they're always like middle-aged autists that have some type of like either inheritance or like they have some type of wealth. And they basically create whatever these weird sicko genres are.
Yeah.
I want some normal guy to want some weird shit. Like, I don't want an autistic guy in a basement. I want some weird dude to be like, will you shit on me?
No, there's a bunch of those.
Yeah.
I hooked up with a guy with a tickle fetish, and he looked like the most normal dude ever. Mm-hmm. Like, frat boy, like, wearing Sperry's, like, yuppie. And,
being tickled or doing the tickling?
We did both.
Yeah.
And so it was the best, by the way. 10 out of 10 recommend. But
really?
Yeah, he was like, I feel really safe and comfortable with you. This was like via DM. We matched on Hinge. Mm-hmm. And he had just been like watching the stuff. And we talk about sex all the time on our podcast.
Little did he know she would tell the story and on a podcast.
I won't like out him or anything. But he's like, I've never done this. And I just kept
asking. He's home jerking off with one hand and tickling himself. Yeah. Like, he's got a feather on his foot.
Coochie, coochie, coo. Yeah.
That's like the jerking off of like. That's
he's chewing gum, too. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like he was the most normal dude. I would never have guessed.
Damn.
You might just be sitting at a table with someone with a tickle fetish. You never know.
That's nice that you're accepting. Yeah.
They say one in five, guys.
I'll do anything for the plot. Yeah. I was like, you know what? You've never done this? And he was like, no. I was like, come over tonight. And he was like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Bring some wine. We'll have some fun.
Yeah.
And it was, we didn't have sex or anything, but it was like 2 hours of like being
tickling
tied up. He would like edge you and like with a vibrator. And then he would take it off like as you're building up and he would tickle you. And it's not like aggressive tickling, and you're tied up so you can't move.
Okay.
And then he would go back to it, and it's like that for an hour. It was the best orgasm I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it seems like it rocks.
Because you get this head high and this like head rush, so I was like passing out. It was awesome.
Yeah, tight. Just edging, big time, dude. Yeah,
I'm way too ticklish for that.
I thought it was too, but it's like a soft. it's not like a kid. You know when you're kids and people like aggressively.
You're not digging in.
Yeah, you're not digging in. It's
it's sensation play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm tickle me hell no.
I had a dominatrix that would have like all her like mean things, but then also like soft things. Mm. So it would be like cat of nine tails or something, but then like a soft blanket, and she would rub it up and down your body, or like different like, or she would do like a light tickle or whatever. Mm. So it was like she called it sensation play.
That makes sense.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it was nice.
The best SNM movie I just saw was Passion of the Christ.
It's a fucking
sensational.
Good movie.
It really is.
It's a good fucking movie.
I saw that in what's the fucking Jew movie that's horrible?
Jew movie that's
Schindler's
horrible.
List?
Schindler's List. I saw that double feature.
<Yeah. laughs> She's been stuck.
I've been doing a lot
of research into Hitler. It's fine.
I'm Jewish. I come home. Emily's reading a World War II book. And it's like open to Hitler. And I was like, are you trying to tell me something? Like,
dude,
what's going on?
Goddess of the SS over here. Pegging these Jews, man. You better close your hole, man.
All of them. Be careful.
They call us the Jew Pega. Adios, Shoshana. How big do you want your dildo to be? 3.
How many inches? 9.
Oh, man. We're having
shout
fun,
out the Holocaust,
man. This is a fucking fun day. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no,
I like
absolutely.
How you said it's night, but it's 1 p.m.
This is a fun day.
Oh, day, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so I do want to get to the Battle of the Sexes trivia, but I thought this would be cool. We could all kind of have an opinion on this and give our ideas. These are the psychological tactics restaurants use to manipulate you to spend more money.
Okay.
So I figured, well, let's figure out around, what do you guys think?
How do I get manipulated?
What do you think a restaurant does? So the thing I read recently was, kiosks at McDonald's or places like that.
Yeah,
you're more likely to order.
Oh, like a gross
like
amount of food.
Twice as much food if you don't have to talk to a human.
You don't feel judged.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Because on DoorDash, I'll order like 4 full meals.
Yeah,
just to nibble. But I would never do that going out to a restaurant. is this bitch okay?
They said that's so people. I was like, oh, they're replacing people with the kiosks because you know they don't have to hire a person. In reality. It's sure that because we all shame eat.
Yeah. They're playing with our minds.
Yes. I think the obvious one is hot chick. Hot chick server. You put a hot chick in there, dudes just start fucking chucking money around, dude.
Yeah.
Hot chick in restaurant, good.
Do you think they spend more money?
Hot chick anywhere else, bad.
Bad, yes, dude. Yes. Get the fucking hot chicks out of the workforce. Get them out of the hospitals.
In the
and make
restaurant.
Them a hostess.
Into the restaurant.
Yeah. Go be a fucking hostess. So I'll give you an example. The idea, when I was trying to think about this, one I think... is I think there's certain things places put shit on the menu that they do not intend on cooking or selling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they want it to be more expensive than the rest of the shit on the menu so that by that comparison, the regular prices seem more acceptable.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Like the SNL sketch, who orders lobster at a diner?
Yeah.
Right.
So when a diner has like a $60, you know, like Romanian steak or something, nobody's getting that. And by the way, I don't think they have it back there.
Right.
I don't think they've got a lobster back there.
Yeah.
But then you're more likely to do the other one.
But then that makes your fucking $18.95 omelet seem like a bargain.
Yeah, right. You're always like kind of shooting for the middle. Whenever I'm ordering, I'm always like, what's in the middle range here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I do that when I'm ordering like and paying for myself. When someone else pays for my meal, I'm like, all right, what's the cheapest thing I can get?
Okay, but that's trauma.
Yeah. That's growing up poor.
I shoot for the middle with someone else because I go, oh, I don't want to go big, but I also don't want them to think like, well, I'm like... I don't want to
like you think they're poor.
Yeah, like well, I just don't want to inconvenience you. I go, well, no, you offered, and so we're having a good time, but I'm not rude. But
that's
I'm
actually
not.
Very healthy of you.
Yeah, that's what I. But I think I'm in the same boat as you. I just have a different logic on it. I'm still very conscious of worrying about them the entire time.
I'd be more likely if I knew the other person was paying to want to split like a steak for two.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Oh yeah.
That's classic. Oh, my favorite move is Brunch
and plus
spot.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun boys' night.
Yeah.
Because you and your boy split a porterhouse for two.
Yeah.
You feel like bros.
Dude, yeah, I love a brunch spot. We each get a meal. You get whatever, a skillet. They get a fucking whatever, souffle or whatever the fuck.
You split it.
And then you split everything, but then you also you get like a sweet guy. So we each get a savory guy, and then yes. It's like, what's your pancake? Your waffle, your French toast bonanza. They always have some fucked up thing that will kill you. That's like, then we're splitting between the two of us. We're half dying. Yeah.
And that's real love. That.
That's real love. That's real love right there. That's how the bros get down.
You know what me and my chick had pretty recently that fucking really knocked it out of the park? There's an Italian place up the street from the cellar, across the street from the park. Dude, we did lasagna flights.
What's the
lasagna? Oh, I just saw this on TikTok, and I was like, we have to go to this lasagna place.
Like a beer flight?
Flight. Yes. But they do, it's for, like, you know the things like a creme brulee would come in?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So well, it's
ramekins.
Yeah, they have it's ramekins of these lasagnas, and it's they do four meat and four vegetables. So we each got I got the meat, which got the vegetable, and we split all eight.
Yeah,
dude, yeah.
Amazing, right?
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that's all right.
What's
smart.
The place called? We got
it's
to go
right up
this.
The street from the cellar. I think it's it's like cellar's West 4th, right?
Yeah, McDougal and West 4th.
Yeah, so go the other side of. McDougal towards the park.
Okay.
Damn. And fuck it. By the way, great date. Really, like, classy.
Really?
It was a nice restaurant, yeah.
You're
nice.
Gonna fuck me after this.
All right, let's go.
Dude, a post-lasagna fuck? That's gonna be a
that's
sweaty
and I'm lactose intolerant.
Post-lasagna is my rap name. I just rap how I hate Mondays. Yeah. And I'm gonna send Nermal to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, and you got John in the basement, too.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't use it, don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for many of its incredible properties, you can only be getting it from one place, and that's our best friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. Because at YoKratom.com, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do. There's no promo code needed because the deal's already that good. So one more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Thank you for tuning in and support our friends at YoKratom. Let's get back into the show. Shannon, tell us some of these tactics restaurants use.
Okay, I can show you these little images if you want on the TikTok. Okay.
Okay.
Yep, that's the dish that seems totally overpriced.
Oh, I used to do this as a server. I would put cash in the tip jar so they would pay me more.
That's smart.
That makes sense.
Daily special written in chalk.
Oh, so that's people think smart. It's fresh as shit.
Okay. So the daily special is 3 weeks old. Would you like still or sparkling? Not would you like water? Okay, whatever. The menu doesn't have currency symbols.
Oh.
They play slower music when it's quiet and faster music when it's packed to pace the tempo of the restaurant. I've never heard of that.
Crazy. Yeah, that's like you want them to be in and out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Look at that.
Well, I've fallen for all of these.
I do have a part two if you want to see. There's a few more.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's interesting to me.
I used to do something. I used to work car side to go at Applebee's. And they usually...
Humble brag.
Yeah. No biggie. I was an Apple buddy. But...
Is that what they call you?
Yeah.
Me and my Apple buddies.
Yeah, when we train, we call
that's
each other
so
Apple
gay.
Buddies.
Yeah,
that so sounds like a euphemism for a retarded person.
This is Emily. She's my Apple buddy. Yeah.
It's for gay retarded people.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking, Apple buddies?
Yeah. Here's my assigned Apple buddy. I joined the program.
But they wouldn't always tip those guys when you like brought the food out. So whenever it was cold, I went out no jacket, and when they were like signing the bill, I'd be like this.
Oh,
yeah, it worked every time.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, a nice little Jew trick for you.
Nice. Yeah, I would just take my tits out, and that worked.
Yeah, dude, that's nice.
I feel like it actually hurt me. They say if you like dress like younger, which is so fucked up, but if you wear braids, that you'll get more money, like more tip, like a higher tip, than if you have your hair down. Versus like a ponytail. Like there's these girls on TikTok and they're going in, they're like, day one, this is how I wore my hair and here's how much I made. And people who look like children make more money, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, dude. People are perverts.
Yeah.
People are perverts, and they will pay you money because they're perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So bring back child labor.
Yeah, dude. Get these kids some money.
This might be my own insecurity. I hate when the waitress sits down with you.
Oh, that, I don't like that.
Ooh, or when they get to your level, I'm like, bitch, stay up there.
I hate if they sneak into the booth or something like that.
Who does that?
I've never seen anyone do that.
Flirty waitresses.
I don't like how horny you're making me. Yeah, I'm like, don't weaponize horny right now, dude.
Sometimes at strip clubs, I will be very resentful, and I'll be like, bitch, we both know.
Yeah.
You do not like me.
Yeah, you know, it's obvious that they're playing the game. Yeah. That actually takes me out of it.
I need acting, but I don't need that acting.
Yeah. So at a strip club, do you want a woman to be like, I don't even want you?
He's like, that's the girl I want to lap dance from.
Or no, I just want her to be like, ugh, tonight sucks. And I'll be like, yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I want to have a real conversation.
I feel like, oh my God, honey, what are you doing here? It's like,
fucking, you know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Well, I'm here to lose money. You're here to make money. I feel like it's the difference between like stage acting and camera acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, by the way, that does backfire.
Yeah.
Because I will say at Peppermint Hippo, I did get the world's saddest lap dance.
Oh, no.
$100. Peppermint Hippo?
Yes.
Oh, in Vegas.
Well, there's the Spearmint Rhino. This is the Peppermint Hippo.
Are they like hefty girls?
No. Okay.
That's what I would think, too. Yeah.
No, they were regulars. And
regulars.
I got for $100, a Asian girl in front of everyone gave me a lap dance for the duration of which she told me about how she was a meth and cocaine addict.
Mm.
That's the best lap dance ever.
How her father had disowned her recently.
Okay.
Because she had been pregnant and had done so much meth, she gave herself a miscarriage.
Oh, well, now I know what to do. I live in Texas. Can't get an abortion.
Meth it
up. You can't get meth.
Yeah.
And then it just ended. That was it. And she goes, so yeah, I had a miscarriage. And she's like, well, song's over.
What was the song?
I hate when strippers act like they don't want to be there. Like, have you ever got a lap dance where I'm like, oh, this is pathetic? Like, she's just there and she's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, that sucked. Yeah, I want a stripper that's jerking me and my man off or something. Like,
yeah,
I want her
to be into it.
Yeah.
Take a Chick-fil-A approach.
Yeah.
Hit him with a my pleasure or something like that. Like, I want you to, and it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about your backstory now.
Yeah.
I don't want her to pretend she wants to fuck me. I want her to pretend she wants to party.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. That's an important distinction.
And also the whole like buy me a drink thing.
Yeah.
Bitch, I know I don't gotta buy you a drink. You work here.
Yeah.
You get drinks for free.
Let's party. I will buy drinks. Don't fucking pull a fast one on me.
Right.
That don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to start with that's like take a shot with me.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we loosen up.
Thank you. All right, Shannon, do we have some more of these things restaurants do?
Yeah, we can share this. Your waiter repeats your order word for word because it makes you tip more.
Okay.
Mirroring.
That's smart.
You feel heard and respected.
If they can memorize my order without writing it down, I'm like, all right,
25%. Yeah.
I thought she was the Jew.
I'm way harsher, though, if they fuck it up and they try to do the memorizing thing. You know what I mean?
You're like, don't even try.
Yeah.
Okay. They put the most profitable item second on the menu. First option gets mentally flagged as the obvious push.
Mm.
Okay. They use red and yellow to make you hungry.
The McDonald's colors.
Yeah.
And the little on the house dish, it's not generosity. It's priming you to feel indebted so you can spend and tip more.
Mm.
That happens.
They make you wait just long enough to make the food feel worth it. You wait longer, the brain justifies the effort by increasing the perceived value.
That happens with pussy for sure.
It does.
They use hard to pronounce dishes. They want to make them sound special so they can charge you more.
Hmm.
So how do I use these tips and tricks to get a man? How do I use these restaurant psychological
tips? You should call it Pussy.
I changed my name so it's really hard to pronounce.
Yeah, I was going
to
say like Amelia or Emily with like an accent or something.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Just fake an accent. Change your whole personality.
Exactly.
I put anal first on the menu so they think it's high value.
Would you like some anal? Like
that. Yeah, there you go.
That's beautiful.
Would you like a le petit mort instead of an orgasm? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the waiting thing definitely works. Like, after, like, 3 months, I'm like, oh, thank God I was starving, you know? Yeah. And then that's happened. The most rewarding time I ever fucked was getting out of the friend zone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long were you in the friend zone?
That was my least rewarding.
Yeah, for the guy, it rules. Yeah, it must have been like 6 months.
Dude. 6 months, you're waiting. You're stewing on the puss.
Yeah, constantly being on the phone like, no way she said that.
No way. That's crazy.
Sarah is a bitch.
Yeah. She should know that you didn't mean to say it like that. That kind of stuff, yeah. But no, it worked out.
Did you guys date after?
We did, yeah.
I feel like the best relationships are from friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're friends first, so there's like something there. You don't have to put a mask on.
Yeah, I feel that. The big thing is you got to feel free.
Yeah.
Yes. I know I feel most comfortable with the lady if I can say the N-word around her. That's a big thing.
That's real love for you?
Yeah, I do the litmus test, you know what I mean? Because it's not like I want to say it all the time, but it's just like...
what if she's like, no, but then still sticks around?
Yeah. I don't want to say it all the time, but sometimes I stub my toe, I trip over the cat.
Yeah. I just, if you're cool with that, then I could tell you, like, about my childhood, you know
what I
mean?
Damn, I actually was supposed to go on a date with a dude, and he got drunk and started saying the N-word, and I canceled the date.
That happened to me with an Uber.
I remember I told a white guy not to say it, and he tackled me.
He tackled
me? Yeah, he was drunk. He literally tackled me to the ground.
Jesus.
And we rolled around. I was like, you can't say the N-word. And he was like, you don't know where I grew up.
He grew up in a suburb of Philly.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man, I want to tell a story so bad right now, and my wife will fucking kill me.
Say it.
My Mrs. Amico is a very, very, very outspoken progressive.
Okay.
And she's a teacher, and all her friends come from that world. But unfortunately, my wife's family, there's a wide spectrum of financial and class discrepancy.
Okay.
So you're saying they're trash.
Hubbly. And at her bachelorette party, one of her cousins dropped an N-bomb, not in a mean way. She was quoting. So first of all,
good old fashioned quote N-bomb.
You might give her the benefit of the doubt on this one.
I'm here. I'm all ears.
So first of all, if you need to know how much she deals with black people, she works at the airport.
Okay, fair.
She works at JFK.
Yeah.
So
I figured LaGuardia would have
both okay. Pretty packed. And she was saying what her coworkers call her.
Okay.
Which was that word but.
That word, but?
N-word, but.
Like,
oh, like with two T's. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, they're using an A, not a hard R on
that
one.
Yeah. And she was drunk and saying, that's what they call me. And my wife's teacher friends lost their fucking, they're like, you cannot say that. And she's like, but it's my nickname.
And it was bestowed upon her.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was granted.
I knight the nigga butt.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir nigga butt.
Of Moxley.
That sounds so funny. It feels like your mouth is on a moon bounce.
Yeah.
Thank you, Che, for saying it.
No worries.
We all needed that.
Which, by the way, if you think I remember her cousin's name, her Christian given name ever...
No. You know where by
just
that.
NB in your phone.
The amount of time my wife will be halfway through a story, and I'll go, who the fuck are you talking about? She'll go, and she won't say it. She'll go, N-word, but.
all NB?
Yeah, I know her.
NB.
Oh, NB.
Dude, how's she doing?
How you doing, girl?
Oh, I miss her.
I want to see her butt now, too. Yeah. Like, I'm very curious.
It ain't bad. She's my wife comes from a family of large rear-ended white women.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
It's that what's that Sopranos quote? Wider than the wider than an Irish girl's ass or something like that.
I don't know.
Broader. What's wrong with our asses?
Yeah. No, it's a compliment. It's like broad. Yeah, I think it's Yeah, as wide as an Irish broad's ass or something. It's a Sopranos line.
Yeah, it's like a potato.
Yeah.
I told Jamie she had a long butt.
Balls bigger than an Irish broad's.
For that.
Balls bigger than an Irish broad's ass.
Balls bigger than an Irish
broad's
ass.
Irish broads have asses?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Some Irish chicks have fatties.
Where's mine?
I don't know.
Like, I didn't win that in the war.
Both got fat tits. So it's like, what do you got?
But I want an ass.
Yeah, come on. Be grateful.
I feel like having a bigger
ass
is better than having bigger tits.
It depends on some people are tit people. I think the tit people are quieter right now. We're going into a tit meta.
It's
currently
a recession.
Yeah,
a recession for tits. I feel like I'm in 2008.
But you got the Sydney Sweeneys. You got different people that are like pushing the tit meta right now, and so tits will become in fashion.
They're coming back.
It ebbs and flows.
Okay. Yeah.
It ebbs and flows.
Just like my tits.
We grew up in like the rap area. Yeah, just like your tits. And
yes, your tits. Correct.
And rap really like it pushed ass to the forefront for like our generation. And the Jennifer Lopez brought it to like the mainstream. Like mom and pop started getting into ass. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think tits will have their day again.
Tits are coming back.
I think
they're
tits are back in a big way.
I can't wait.
Tits are back in a big way, dude. Yeah.
You're cutting yours off. What are you talking about?
What?
Your time is coming, and
my time
you want to get rid of them.
I am.
No, just foe. Just stay.
Oh, you're
going to
do the reduction?
Yeah.
What?
I told her when we started our podcast, I go, give me 3 years. It's in the contract. You can't get rid of your tits now until we make it.
Oh, so
Jay
like
deletes
back,
my number.
Back problems? Like you feel unwell?
Yeah, my back hurts.
Oh, no, dude.
And you just got to think, like, I've had tits since I was 8. I was a double D when I was 8.
What?
So you have longer where the gravity hits you. So I got to get them up now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the difference between men and women, because if my dick was so big it made my ass hurt, I would not care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had a guy who I was seeing say that, and he was like, do you want me to get a dick reduction? I was like, no, don't do that. He's like, all right, so then don't get a fucking tit reduction.
No, this guy's
that's
a fucking
not the
genius.
Same, though. That would be like if you got a pussy expansion.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
We've all thought about it.
Oh,
okay.
Pussy expansions?
You've been thinking about putting in an extension?
A little expansion pack.
Yeah, I can't.
A guest room in on the puss?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't get the permit from the housing authority. Yeah, the city won't.
You go to the zoning board.
Yeah, the city won't allow it.
Dude, you want to put a fucking extension on this pussy? Whoa. There's pipe bin going all over this place.
Yeah, I can't get the. I'm trying to get the occupancy knocked up, but. They keep saying one at a time.
Oh,
yeah, this pussy is a fire hazard.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
It's on Section 8, actually. Used to be.
You got to sign up in a lottery.
Well, it sounds like some of the guys she fucks love the lottery, so. That was for Rob.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, so we are going to do a little Battle of the Sexes trivia.
Yes!
Figure we got two boys, two girls. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys, and these are just stereotypical questions.
Sit on it and rotate, bitch.
You.
These are just stereotypical general knowledge questions for guys and girls. But here's the deal. I'll give you guys the first shot at your gender's question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
And if you get it wrong, the other team has a chance to steal.
Okay.
All right.
Okay?
Tits out.
All right. The guns are out.
Tits out for Harambe.
Are you guys ready? All right.
I'm ready.
We're going to go guys first on this one.
Just like always.
Dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking get used to it.
Sorry, Zach. So these are the question for the guys, but they're about the girls.
Yeah.
They're like girl questions.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we have first shot at the girl question,
yes.
And then you have first shot at the boy question.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, so
okay,
the
okay.
questions for you guys are general knowledge for the opposite.
Okay, side. Okay, okay. I see. Yeah.
Thank you for helping me explain that, Jen.
No,
you did
no
a much better job
no
than me. Okay. What do you call a woman who agrees to have a baby on behalf of another person?
A surrogate?
Yep.
Let's fucking go, dude. Dudes. Guys.
Yes.
Okay. For our ladies from the Two Blunts, the Two Girls, One Blunt podcast.
You got it.
What is the wheel system on a skateboard called?
Tracks? Trucks.
Trucks?
I want to give it to him. I think it's worth it. I'll give it to you.
What is it?
It's trucks.
I got it in the end.
Yeah, okay. I've heard that about you.
I dated a skater boy.
Okay.
I said, see you later, boy. For
the boy. He did die.
He wasn't good enough for
him. Oh, my God. Really?
He's dead. Yeah. Emily's killed two guys with her pussy.
No. Yeah. You got to stop saying this on podcast.
You got two bodies.
Ghost pussy. Ghost pussy.
You got two bodies on you?
I have one body and one heroin addict.
I got two bodies on me.
Oh, my God. How'd you kill them?
Explain in elaborate detail.
One, the same way as you.
Cocaine?
With your pussy?
No.
Heroin.
Yeah, I thought she liked naps.
I thought he was just going in his truck to hang out.
Yeah.
No, it was heroin.
Damn.
Yeah, I got one of those, and I got one that got real sick, yeah.
One was cocaine for me.
Nice. I might have...
You might have more.
To be honest with you, I probably have more, and I just haven't kept up with them.
Yeah, you got to do some follow-ups, some phone calls, Facebook pages. Check the Facebook pages on these.
I probably got a few. Mm-hmm.
They're all memorial pages.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, haunted cuck.
All right, for the boys, you ready?
Yeah.
Who is Barbie's sister?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
No idea.
Candace?
Ladies,
Barbie's sister. This is a hard one. I didn't play with Barbies. I played with Bionicles.
Oh, respect.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Barbie's sister.
Take a fucking
cunt?
Shot.
I don't know.
Barbina.
Okay, it's a Skipper. Who knew?
Oh, she's the non-binary Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know she had a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, for the ladies. What major car company uses a prancing horse as their logo?
A prancing horse?
You got this.
Do I? Now I'm blanking. You just put the
Ferrari.
Correct.
All right.
Excellent work.
I actually wouldn't have got that.
No,
one.
I was going to say Mustang.
Yeah, that's what
stupid
I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, both of y'all.
I think that's Ford, though. Mustang's a Ford. Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit.
For the gentlemen. What is a pumice stone used for?
A pumice stone?
Ooh. Oh, exfoliating?
Damn.
Continue.
He's on his shit. You use it for your feet to get the grate off.
Removing dry skin.
Yeah.
Great work.
Great work. Sorry.
Okay.
That was a grating
joke. Do we have a score?
Yeah. Shannon, do we have a score?
It's currently tied 2-2.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Come on, James.
I'm bad at this. I told you I was terrible at trivia.
In the Transformers, who is the leader of the Autobots?
Is it
Optimus Prime?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Suck my dick.
You guys
dick.
Are fucking done, dude. You don't know fucking OP, dude. All
right, for the boys.
What? You guys suck.
What shape is a princess cut diamond?
God, I'm so bad at this.
A princess cut?
Yeah.
I would have to completely guess.
I'm going to say octagon.
Oh. Is it a square?
Nice. Oh. Girls on top.
Look it, I got one.
Okay.
In video games, what does FPS stand for?
Full pussy system.
Sorry, that was FPS.
Fart pussy shit.
I don't know. He's like, you should know this. He knows this. I don't know what this is.
I don't know.
First player, wait, I don't know. All right.
First person shooter.
I knew it was like, all right.
This one I feel like could be for anybody, but it is just good trivia. So the boys. Between the two of you, can you name all seven dwarves from Snow White?
Oh, Sleepy, fucking Dopey, Doc,
Grumpy,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we say Sleepy already?
Yeah, we said Sleepy. Sneezy. Bashful.
And Brad Williams.
Got him. Got you, Brad. We're clipping this. Do you say Dopey?
Yeah, you did.
We did say Dopey?
Yeah, you're one short.
Nice.
Fuck.
Oh, I know this one.
Is
there like a pissed off one?
You already said that.
We said grumpy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We said sleepy.
What are all the moods people could be in? Did we say the sad one?
Is there a sad one?
I'm gonna say there's a sad one.
What's the sad one called?
Fuck.
Yeah, no, I can't fucking.
I think we have to cut you guys off at
some
point.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
That was more than I thought.
Ladies?
Yeah, we got
is
six.
Happy?
Yeah, I was going to say happy.
Have the ladies. Oh,
I tried not to smile while you guys were doing it. I was like, I don't want them to get it.
Yeah, dude. We got close, dude.
By the way, all I wanted to say, and I didn't want to give up the last answer, you said Brad Williams was like, is his dwarf name Hacky? Which is not true. Brad Williams is a very funny comic.
I love
but it's such right a there. Mean thing to call a midget
yeah.
comedian.
Of yeah.
All right. We'll do one more. Ladies. How many volts is a standard car battery?
I don't know this.
350.
Gentlemen?
12.
yeah, I don't know. Do you know?
300, I don't know. I'll just say 300.
Yeah, fucking 60?
I gotta give it to the ladies. It's 12.
Shut up!
How the fuck did I know that?
I think that was so impressive. I want to call it there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Shannon?
Wait. So who wins?
Yep. So the guys end with 3 points. The ladies win with 6 points.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck,
now we're gonna peg you guys.
Fuck. And we all win.
Big take your
oh no.
Oh no. Oh, they're shit. Gonna touch me.
They just have Nazi armbands on.
Right,
it's like I planned right. this. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're gonna wrap it up here. I want to thank my wonderful guests. Please check out the Dark Holes podcast.
Yeah.
Please check out Durag and the Deer Tag. And please check out Two Girls, One Blunt podcast. Thank you to all my
thank
guests.
You.
And we will see you this Wednesday here on Zach Amico's. Wait, if you love the show, promo code ZOO. You get $1.50 off a month. The archives, every episode early, uncensored, ad-free. The live chat, and I'll fucking kiss you on the lips.
Oh.
Morning promo code ZOO, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.